my frustration is that for years now, Donegal County Council, you know, have heavily invested in these two ferries from Buncrana to Rathmullen and from Greencastle to McGilligan. And indeed, they've utilised money that, you know, could and should have been going to local community groups in order to keep these two ferries going. And here I have a response from Minister Shane Ross, responsible for transport and tourism, that not only confirms that there'll be no funding from his department, but also confirms there'll be no funding from Transport Ireland. So the situation is getting worse, and at this point, I believe that the Minister needs to meet with a delegation of elected members from Donegal County Council to examine the options for funding. We need to have this sorted out.
And in relation to the Greencastle to McGilligan ferry service, there have been calls for both councils on both sides of the border to cooperate. Do you think it is an issue for the councils or more with the government?
Oh, I'm very clear. The two governments should be funding the cross-border ferry. A number of years ago, that was to be the case. The Northern Executive were apparently ready to allocate money, but the then Minister, Leo Varadkar, didn't step up to the plate. It is not fair to ask councils to fund these ferries because they're taking the money from very important community services. And in the case of Letterkenny Municipal District and Inishowen Municipal District, you know, they're being asked to take money from community groups to fund the ferries. That's totally wrong. The two governments should be funding these ferries as part of the Wild Atlantic Way, as part of the Causeway Coast, but particularly the Irish government have failed in their responsibilities over the years.